We call your attention to the gospel according to St. Luke again this morning out of the fifth chapter. You've heard verses 1 through 6. I'm going to pick up verse 5 through 10 for your consideration this morning to give us a thought for today. The Bible reads, "And Simon answering said unto him, We have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of today, and we went to fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. The base of those verses, we like to use the thought of subject, base of our thinking coming from that 10th verse, And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And our thought for today, changing from fishing for fish to fishing for men. Changing from fishing for fish to fishing for men. Telling me to go ahead. And even though it might be deep down inside of us, every now and again, you need to stir it up, let it come up to the surface, and declare that you are a child of the mighty King. Don't never let the devil think that he got you. Always, always find something down on the inside that encourages you to keep on keeping on and to let God be your God. We are thankful that God is who he is and all that he has done. And we go glorify his name again for all that he is, for that something that is deep down inside of us. It is our prayer and hope this morning that is the Spirit of the Almighty God. And as long as you got the Lord on your side, somehow, some way, things are going to work out for your good. No matter how dim things may seem, God will be able to do what no one else can do. So we are thankful to God for being who he is. And at all times, he is worthy of our praises. Even those times when we are down and out, even those times when our bodies may be weak, God is still worthy of our praises. But it seems like every time you turn around, it's one thing after another. Then you have to reach deep down inside of you and get that hallelujah anyhow praise. Got any folk in here know about that anyhow praise? Now, I may not feel like it, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm catching hell, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. I got the devil on my track, but I'm going to praise my God anyhow. Hallelujah. There's somebody that is not able to lift up their hands this morning. But if you still got the activity of your limbs, then you ought to not mind giving your God some praise. We say that we talk too much sometimes, but if you're talking to the glory of God, you ought to let your lips part and let the sound of a mighty God come from the inside to the outside. And let somebody know, I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad that things are as well as they are. And no matter what you're going through, do know that God is still there with you. Somebody said that they were lucky, but I come to tell you, you're just blessed. Ain't no luck when it comes to serving and belonging to God. Because God already have a purpose for your life. If you don't know what your purpose is, then you need to go down in prayer and ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? See, everybody got a purpose in life. And everybody ought to find their place and begin to do what they can while they can. It is a blessing. I had no earthly idea that Judge Wood had been in service for 16 years. Still looking good. So somebody's on her side this morning. Because it's not easy to deal with the people of the world. I don't care what profession you might be in. You may not even be in any profession at all. Just dealing with people can sometimes drain you and pull you all the way down. But when you think about how good God is, and that's something that inside of you to tell you when your mind say that I don't feel like going or they're not going to listen to what I got to say, then you have to dig on a little bit deeper. And that deeper part, deep down in the depths of your heart, will tell you, you just go ahead anyhow. And the Lord will make a way somehow. How many of you know him as a way maker this morning? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Changing from fishing for fish to fishing for men. Our big time fisherman didn't get to fish this week. So he over there with his big head hung down. But there will be another day. That same fish you thought you was going to catch yesterday or Friday. Don't be that one. There'll be another one in the lake, in the sea, in the ocean, wherever you go and throw your hook. You will get some more fish. I hope you do. One good thing about him, he don't mind sharing. You know, you get a man to catch a fish, clean the fish, fry the fish, and then give it to you. You can't beat that. Hallelujah to the fisherman. We're going to see if we can get this message across to him to stop fishing for fish and fish for men. All right. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a title to fish for men. No, we get caught up in titles. We feel like everybody got to be a preacher. But I come to tell you, you better be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. All you got to do is be a witness. The same God that helped me get up this morning, helped you get up this morning. Same God that allowed us to read and have an understanding of his word. For when we believe and we see the word of God, and, you know, we got to declare that he is exactly who he is. And all you got to do is believe. If you believe, then you have access to the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. So we are blessed to be here this morning. We have escaped another storm. We're yet still alive, and we ought to be grateful for sparing us and looking out for our good. There's still some in our state that was hit very hard, and many without power, but for us, just rain and flash flood warnings. So we have so much to be thankful for this morning. It's so easy to take these things lightly when we escape the real danger, but let us be prayerful for our brothers and sisters that must adjust after the storm. You see, the last storm that we had, it moved slow, and it caused more trouble. And this storm moved fast, but it still caused trouble. And there are many, even right now, does not have the comfort of turning on the lights. And it was cool this morning. And I don't know about you, but I turned the heat on. Knock the chill off the house. Gonna have to pay for it anyway. Don't you lay up in that house and be all cold and wrapped up in a blanket, and you still gotta pay $200 to $500 light bills. May as well go on and take advantage of what it is. Get too cold, turn the heat on. Get hot, turn the air on. If it's comfortable, turn it all off for a minute. You got to do what you got to do for your own comfort level. I don't care how many times you run up there to Phyllis and tell them that my light bill is like this and I want to understand it. And I think that they done gave them a typed out version of exactly what to say to you. You go talk to them in person or you talk to somebody on the phone, you get the same response. And after all you said, whether you do it in a nice manner or where you got the wrong spirit and cuss them out, you still got the same result. You're going to pay that bill or you're going to be sitting in the dark. Am I talking to anybody in here? Life is too short for us not to enjoy the pleasures that God has bestowed upon us. So we are just thankful to be in this little small community called Lexington. To where through all the storms that we've had lately, All we've gotten is some rain and some wind, but there's still been devastation to homes in our state. So now, if you think about today, I got a roof over my head and a storm comes through, and tomorrow I don't even have a house that got a door to it. Could you imagine what it would feel like to lose everything that you got? And so, you know, we take it lightly because we have been blessed. And so, you know, it's good to be blessed. And so, you know, we feel for those, and that is one of the reasons why we have these endeavors, and we're asking for items, and we're trying to be a help to those that are less fortunate, because it was them this time, but it very well could be us the next time. We are here to praise God, a mighty God, whom despite all that is going on in the world, he is still a just and loving God. He is a God that we dare not question. You know, there's those that are really not true believers that would question and say, why would God allow this to happen? That is just the way things are. And so if you are one of those that want to fall in the category of knowing everything, then there's something you just don't know. And then there's some questions that you don't need to try to answer because you don't have a right answer. I can't say why God would allow them to lose everything and I still got a roof over my head. But I can be thankful that God has blessed me to still have a roof. And I can pray to that same God and say, Lord, help my brother, help my sister. Despite what color they are, they need this, they need that. You know how it is when you run out of something. But when you lose everything that you got. And you have to start all over. That's a rough place to be in. But I just want to let you know this morning that of all that we've gone through, out of all that is going on even now as I speak, God is still in control. If he decides, and we looked at Thursday, how rainy it was all day long, and Friday was a beautiful day. Beautiful day to be out and to feel the sunshine and to talk to our friends, run into some of the members down at the good old Walmart, standing out there enjoying the sunshine. Got out of the car and stood there and talked to them like I didn't have something that I had to do. Finally had to walk off and say, let me get in here and get what I'm supposed to be getting. But it was a blessed day to be yet still counted amongst the living. We hear the numbers and the counts of those that have lost their lives in the storms. And so it's one thing to lose your house, but it's a whole different ball game when one loses their life. So you ought to know this morning that you are blessed. And because you are blessed, you ought to have a mindset to give your God praise. But today we want to talk about what happened when Jesus began to call his disciples for service. Men that were just everyday common people, fishermen and those that were doing something. And these men that by trade that were fishermen that would soon change their occupation from fishermen to followers and men of service. They would be instructed to leave and follow our Lord in ministry. As we flip back to chapter 4, we learn of how Jesus was tempted of Satan. 40 days whom he instructed and told the devil to get thee behind him. And he returned to Galilee and into Nazareth where he taught in their synagogues. And he read the scripture from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised. So he realized that as he preached the gospel, that things had to change. They later were very upset with him because of some of the things that he had done and cast him out of the city. You know, there are some folk that are just jealous. They don't like it because you are blessed as you are. And there were so many that hated the fact that Jesus had so much popularity. Jesus was the one that made a difference. He was the one that when he spoke, it wasn't like when the priest spoke. He spoke with power and with authority, and they had to have a listening ear. One good thing about it is that when you hear something and it's coming from the anointing of God, not only do you hear it with your ears, but how many of you know that you ought to hear it with your heart? If you just hear it in your ears, it may come in and go right back out. But if you hear it down in your heart, it will find a place there. And that's why I believe David said, his word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You got to have something to live off of. You got to have something more than just bread and chicken and greens and potato salad. You got to have something, type of substance that's going to hold you in the midnight hour. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to believe that there is a God somewhere. And you can't get caught up into those that are jealous. You can't get caught up into those that don't like it because God is who he is and you don't have the right answer to their question. There are some folk that will try to try you and to make you justify how you know that you're saved. And I found out that it's just a confession and belief in God. And if you believe that Jesus died for your sin, then the Bible declared that salvation is yours. So don't allow nobody to sort of throw up your yesterdays in your face and make you feel belittled because you don't dance to their tune. But there are some folk that want you to be a puppet on a string and they try to make you do what they say do. But I want to find out who the folk that want to do what God says do. Don't worry about what they say. They always got something to say. And have you ever realized that you can't never find out who they is? They said this. They said that. Well, who are they? How close to God are they? When did God give them the authority to judge you as to who you are and where you are? Every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us got a yesterday behind us. And sometimes you got to learn how to walk off from your yesterday and leave it behind you. I don't care how many times they throw it in your face. You just put you some shield up because if you got on your armor this morning, don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what happens in your life. If you got the armor of God on this morning, he will help you fight your battle. Anybody ever had to realize that you don't stand alone? You got somebody that's standing right there with you. Even in bondage, there's somebody on your side. Even when you don't know how you're going to see your way out, God will make a way, as the old saints used to say, out of no way. Somebody said that God is a mysterious worker, works in a mysterious way. And sometimes you just can't understand, why does God love me so? My neighbor is going through and they seem like they're unhappy all the time. But if you got a taste of who God is, every now and again, you ought to have a smile on your face. You can do more with drawing folk to Christ with a smile than you can with a frown. And don't get caught up in the he say, she say stuff. You got to understand that God is who he says that he is. God can do what he said that he can do. God will do any and everything that needs to be done in your life. So here we have Jesus that have been tested, tempted, and put in a spot where even the devil thought that he could make Jesus dance to his tune. But Jesus quickly told him, get thee behind me, Satan. Then he began to preach the gospel to all of those that had a listening ear. Then after he came and they run him out of the city, he entered into Galilee where he cast out demons. When he left the synagogue, he entered into Simon's house. Found Simon's mother-in-law with a great fever. He healed her and many others that were brought unto him so that they were aware that he had great power and he spoke with authority, and when he spoke, things happened. I thank God that I serve a God that is able to do more than just give lip service. So many of us, all we got is a whole lot of mouth. We don't never get anything done because we're always talking about I get to it after a while. But you don't know when your after a while is going to be up. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear. But we do know that he is soon to come. Then when we realize, when we're looking at all of these things that are happening in the world, we can't blame the power of God. We got to know that God is who he says that he is. Now, as we look at that chapter, we realize that he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. He was well renowned. He was well known by the people of God. They had heard that this man called Jesus, a carpenter's son, that he could speak the word and things would happen. He had heard that this man called Jesus could make a man full of the devil, get all of the demons out of his body. He had heard that there were men that were blind, and all he had to do was speak the word, and they received their sight. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? They'd even heard that he was able to go to the graveside and call dead from the grave, and they got up and everything was all right. When we look at when the mother-in-law had a high fever and was laying there and couldn't do nothing, but all the Bible declares is that he stood over her, rebuked the fever, and the fever left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. So you can be down 1 minute, but God can pick you back up. And when you get back up, you ought to get up running. You ought to get up ready and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it for you. Where you are weak, God will make you strong. Am I talking to anybody in here to know that God will make a change in your life? So now we want to let you know this morning that the God that we serve, realize that I got to have some workers. I need somebody to get out in the vineyard. The Bible declared that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Now, we ought to be the laborers. But most of us said, I can't do this, I can't do that. But then when other things come up, you got more mouth than anybody else. You tell other folk what they ought to do when there's something that you could do yourself. If we would take our part in life and in society and in our community, then we would be a better community. If we would have compassion from within and allow God to be in our lives and to be in our heart and to reach out to those that are less fortunate. But so many of us, as long as I got my family got, everything is all right. But what about when your family runs out? What about when your family don't have the means or the resources to make ends meet, and you got to depend on somebody else? If you are to have a friend, the Bible declared that you must show yourself friendly. So if I help Daryl when he's down and out, Daryl might not ever get back around to helping me, but God will send somebody that'll help me when I get down and out. Don't think that you're going to be on the pedestal all the time. Don't think because you got that money or whatever it is stored back for a rainy day that there's not going to come a time when your resources may be drained out. So all of us ought to be able to help one another along the way. So I find this morning that Jesus needed some help. The Bible declared that it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. In other words, they have given up for the night. Been out there all night long fishing, and I hadn't caught one thing. Now, if you're going to be a fisherman, you got to have some patience. You're going to be a fisherman, you got to take the good days along with the bad days. Never liked fishing for fish. Take too long for them to bite. Mosquitoes everywhere. Don't know where a snake might come from. What messed me up, my uncle took me fishing at a very early age. Woke me up so early that morning that when we got in the car, my eyes, but you know when you see asleep, your eyes be burning. I'm like, where we going in the dark? He wanted to get there. By the time daylight, he wanted to be on the bank. Got out there, and he act like he didn't know we need to go back home. I wanted something to eat. Never went fishing with him again. Fishing is not for everybody. I wonder. I rode Tony enough. How many other fishermen we got in the house other than Tony and Deacon Bobo? Don't have many. So now, just think if We don't have but 5, 6, or 7 out of our congregation that are here this morning that declare that I like to fish for fish. I wonder how many of you don't mind fishing for men. I'm not going to ask you to wave your hand. I don't want you to scare me up out of here. Of all of this preaching, out of all of this teaching, and if we don't have no more than an hour, that's why I'm not going to mess with that. But the Bible declares, he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So Jesus used the ship as a pulpit. And he began to declare the word of God. When he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night long and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. So now, as I said, Jesus had authority. And when he spoke, people listened. And so now, even though these men had already washed up their nets, when Jesus made the statement, you need to get away from the shore side and go out a little bit deeper into the waters. And when you get out in there in the waters, I just want you to throw your nets over. And he didn't say you might catch something, but he told them to get a drought. In other words, if you go out there and you go in faith, then you got to believe that what God says do, he's going to do. But the Bible declared that he said, when you get out there, and even though you did that all night, Simon said, Lord, at thy word, I will do what you said do. How many of us will be obedient to what God said do? When God says, shut your mouth, you need to shut your mouth. When God says, open up your mouth, then you need to open up your mouth. There's a time to speak and a time to be silent. There's a time you can fish and there's a time that your plan's going to get all messed up. But God, if we listen to what he has to say. You see, the one good thing is that God sent the storm through before they got out there and made all of that journey and then got there and had to come back home in the rain. So sometimes you got to look at the positive side of what seems to be a negative situation. We got some folk that all the time, everything that happened in their life, they look at the negative part of it. But you got to learn how to find some good in the bad. You had a flat tire because God wanted to allow you time enough not to get in a particular place where you could have lost your life. You don't never know what the purpose of what you're going through or why you're going through. And I come again to say, just don't question God. Be obedient to what God says do. Now, when they had done what Jesus said do, the Bible declared they enclosed a great multitude of fish and their net break. So now they realize that because we did what the Lord God said do, all you got to do is trust in the power of God. When they got out there and realized that they had more fish than they could handle, they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. You see, sometimes you need a little bit of help when you don't have the resources. But God gave them the resource of having somebody out there with them. And they came and they filled both the ship so that they began to sink. Whenever you do what God said do, God will bring things that you need right there in your hands. Sometimes when you believe in the power of a loving God, God will give you more than what you need. And when God gives you more than what you need, then that allows you some to give to somebody else. Think about it. These men been fishing all night long. Didn't catch not one fish. But when they heard what the Lord God said, and they got out there on the water, then they threw their nets over. The Bible declared that they had more fish than they could handle. So every now and again, when you got more than you can handle, you got to call on somebody. Say, come and lend me a helping hand. And when they came and lend them a helping hand, they had so many fish that both of the ship began to sink. But I thank my God for being the God that he is. For when the partners came and they realized that the boat was about to sink, Simon Peter saw that this was a miracle. He fell down at Jesus' knees and said, oh, Lord, I want to let you know that I am a sinful man. I'm a man that don't deserve what you've done for me. Anybody in here realize that God had brought you a mighty long way? Anybody realize I don't deserve the blessing that God had bestowed upon me? But I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad this morning that when I realize exactly where I am. See, Simon Peter realized that I'm not worthy to be in your presence, God. So I fall down at your knees. I want you to know that I am your child. He was astonished at all that they were with him and the drought that they had pulled in all of these fish. But I'm so glad to know this morning that I serve a mighty God. And the God that I serve this morning, he'll do what needs to be done. If there anybody in the house had to call on the power of God and say, God, I don't have much, but what little bit I do have, I'm going to use it for your good. I'm going to do what I can while I can. I'm so glad this morning that the Bible declared that he also saw James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners along with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. So in other words, don't worry about fishing no more. But I want you to change your occupation. I want you to get up and put on your cross. Pick up your cross and follow me. For now I give you a new job. I'm going to let you be a servant of the Most High God. I want you to lay down your fishing net, pull out the word of God. Tell somebody the good news. Let somebody know that you are a child of the King. I'm so glad to know that I serve a God that can take a little and make much out of it. So I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here that don't realize that you got to serve the Lord? Is there anybody willing this morning to say, for God I'll live, and for the Lord I'll die? Is there anybody willing this morning and say, Lord, wherever you want me to go, Lord, I'm willing this morning to go where you tell me to go. I'm willing this morning to tell somebody the good news. I don't have to have a title of Reverend King, but John Willie can tell somebody that I serve a mighty God, and God looked beyond my fault, and so I need to bless my soul. Is there anybody I'm talking to that realized you was a wretch undone, but God put you down up out of the mud, cleaned you and washed everything off, made everything all right? And so I'm so glad this morning that I serve a good God. I'm so glad this morning that in the midst of the storm, God is always watching over us. God is right here in Fowl's Chapel. I don't know whether you feel him or not, but I feel the presence of a mighty God. I feel his power moving. I feel it moving down on the inside. Something inside of me keep telling me to go ahead. I don't care how many times the devil knocked me down. I look up to the hills knowing that that's where my help comes from. And I get back up on my feet. And I say, Lord, I'm going to go while I can go. I'm going to open my mouth while I can open it. I'm going to tell of your goodness. I'm going to declare that you are a mighty God. Is there anybody that know that your God is a mighty God? Your God will take you, frame you, deliver you, keep you, and go with you all the way. So I want to know this morning, are you willing to change from fishing for fish to fishing for men?